Kansas, Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Opie with possession in this three-point lead. Blake Redeker over to Dexon Holting. Holting up top, Truman Bailey right side, Blake Redeker. Lob inside to Blake Skowski. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound to Lane Darbrough. Madison with possession in the hands of Bryson Turner. He was unstoppable in the first half. Now left side, Koltnisch. Lob over the top to Bryson Turner. Poked away by Blake Redeker, but Turner recovers it, and Turner fires up a shot, and he'll be poked on the arm by Garrett Cole. That'll be Cole's first foul of the ball game. Team's first. Bryson Turner at the line for two shots. Turner with 16 points to lead all scorers. Foul shot no good by Turner. Second one now for Turner. The senior, speedster, it's good. 25-23 the score. Opie with possession going right to left. Dexon Holting now on the wing. Over to Skowski now. Bailey throws up a seven-footer. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Offensive board to Dexon Holting. Holting now on the wing. Skips it right side, Blake Redeker. Redeker at the elbow, now finding Bailey. Bounce pass into Skowski. Skowski turns and fires up a shot with the left. Rebound tipped around, one by Skowski. His putback this time, good. Multiple opportunities that possession for Opie, and their lead's back to four. Opie led by as many as 10 points in this ballgame, 20-10 before Madison kind of rallied back to close out that second quarter. Bryson Turner driving to the bucket and gets another shot to fall home. Turner with 19 points. And it's 27-25.
Fifth straight make by Madison.
Redeker now with it. Goes left side, Holting. Opie against this zone. They have not really attacked it all that much so far this ballgame. Bailey drives in, throws up a shot that's missed. Rebound to Gavinish. And now Madison will look for the tie, if not the lead, since the very first possession of the ballgame. Darbrough gets it poked away into the backcourt. He recovers. Now left side, Koltnisch. 2 minutes gone by. Koltnisch breaking the ankles of Dexon Holting. Unable to complete the play, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the line looking for the tie.
Well, two Opie bodies hit the floor in that exchange, and the Opie faithful somewhat kind of quiet on that one after the foul called on the somewhat light contact on the drive.
Foul shot off the mark to the left side. Foul was called against Garrett Cole. That's his second, team second. Bailey to the bench in favor of Darren Hines.
Well, Madison was shooting 50% from the line and the first.
Second one, no rims longer. Out, rebound to Cole.
3 of 8 overall now. And again, I've said that makes a huge difference. The points you leave at the foul line can often be the difference between a win and a loss.
Dexon Holting fires up a shot. It's off the mark, but he gets his own rebound in the corner. He'll be nearly tied up with it. Become jump ball. That possession arrow.
That will draw.
Will go back to Madison. And the Opie faithful thought Bryson Turner reached in there.
Yep. There was a lot of contact.
Backcourt pressure will be applied by Opie. Darbrough gets it in to Koltnisch. Now to Darbrough. Darbrough, left wing. Up top, Ish. Koltnisch trailing things 27-25. 2.5 minutes gone by here in the third. Bryson Turner looking for the tie at the foul line, and it's well off the mark. Looks like maybe Blake Skowski
got a hand on it.
Maybe got a hand on it, but he did not, as it did not draw iron and go straight out of bounds. It'll go back to Opie. Just enough of a polyp there to alter the shot.
That's the first time Turner's really been short tonight.
Blake Redeker now with it. Left wing, bounce pass to Holting, right side. Now into Skowski, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Schmidt. We'll take a break with him. 27-25, 5:10 to play in the third. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC. Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And by the City of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family.
Timeout taken by Coach Schmidt, trying to talk things over with his team. Kind of a slow start for Olpe.
Yeah. Uncharacteristically.
Let Madison kind of hang around there, and you're not going to want to see that after the timeout, as that's another turnover to Olpe on the inbound, stolen away by Colton Ish.
Number three on the night.
Ish with it. Bounce pass to Turner. Turner, foul line jumper, no good. Rebound to Cole. Eagles going the other way. Blake Redeker left side to Dexton Holting. Holting at the top of the key, now right side, Darren Hines. Skips it left side, Holting. Left open, left wing three, good. Second three-pointer by Dexton Holting. McNeil did not like that. Pressure there by Lane Darbrough. Just kind of got caught napping. Yeah, didn't know where Holting was at.
Might be more appropriate to say what pressure.
And Darbrough trying to bail himself out with a contested shot that's no good. Rebound to Dexton Holting, now right side, Blake Redeker. Madison still in a zone. Left side, Dexton Holting, lob inside to Cole, off the window and good.
Well, that's all we had to say was the slow start. They're picking things up here now as Olpe really starting to pick up the pressure offensively and defensively.
Back-to-back buckets for the Eagles extends their lead back to seven. They led by as many as 10 in the first half. Halfway through here in the quarter, Colton Ish goes left side to Cade Herbert. Herbert now up top, Darbrough now back to Colton Ish. Ish defended by Holting in a man-to-man defense. Darbrough left wing three, no good. Rebound, one kicked around off the head of Dexton Holting into the hands of Blake Redeker. Blake Redeker looking to go coast to coast. Leaves it too strong off the layup. Gets his own board, though. Skips it right side, Darren Hines. Right corner three. Good.
Nothing but net.
Hines' first points of the season. 10-point lead back to open. Alex McNeil is going to have to stop the bleeding. He'll take a full timeout. We'll take a break with him. 35-25, 3:14 to play in the third.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by McIlvain Law Office, serving the area for over 38 years. If you need legal assistance in regards to estate planning, business planning, probate, contracts, farm or government related issues, Karen is here for you with offices in Madison and Eureka. By Harrison Body Shop Madison, for restoration, insurance claims, painting and glass installation. Free estimates, Harrison Body Shop. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpe area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpe, across the street from the Chicken House. MT Networks, for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider, offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
8-0 run by Olpe has them back on top by 10, 35-25. Timeout taken by Alex McNeil to try to slow down the momentum. Lane Darbrough to throw it in on the far sideline. Colton Ish nearly over back. That's a dangerous pass right there.
Sometimes the dangerous pass is the one they're least expecting.
Gavin Ish to Colton Ish on a give and go, and Ish just a little bit too strong off the window. Rebound back to Olpe.
Madison's favor has kind of turned here as they made five straight shots. They've now missed the last five straight.
Redeker, Blake looking to Go left side, finds Hines. Now left side to Bailey. Now left corner, Dexon Holting. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to Cade Herbert.
Dexon hasn't had the greatest success from the three-point spot here tonight, but he's not a guy that you can risk to leave open like that. He had nothing but time.
Does have two on the evening. Now Colton Esch trying to get a hot hand going to the right corner. He is fouled by Dexon Holting. Shot was no good, but Esch to the line for three shot attempts. Missed both of them the last time.
Well, if I'm Coach McNeil, I'm telling my team right now, make these shots. They have shot pretty well from the foul line, but they've left a lot of points.
First one good.
Cuts the lead back to nine.
Second one now from Colton Esch. No good. Running out. Ethan Redeker back in the contest. He'll sub out Blake Redeker. 35-26. Tegan, you said you have a score update from Junction City Emporia.
Yep, Junction City defeats the Emporia boys 52-39.
Third one from Esch. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound to Ethan Redeker.
Gotta have those.
Redeker right side, Holting. Bounce pass in the corner to Cole. He'll look to drive baseline to the block. Picks up his dribble. Threads the needle to Truman Bailey in the mid lane. Kicks it out. Darren Hines. Hines. The foul line now, elbow. Left wing three by Ethan Redeker off the mark to the left side. Dexton Holting with the offensive board, but it's poked away out of bounds by Lane Darbrough.
That was the 41st shot from the field for the Eagles.
2:04 to play in the third. Opie on top, 35-26. Redeker gets it. Ethan Redeker to Darren Hines, now to Dexton Holting. Left wing to Truman Bailey. Now at the foul line, dribbles it off his leg, maintains possession. Now to Ethan Redeker. Bounce pass up top to Garrett Cole. Trying to skip it back to Ethan Redeker. Now to Darren Hines. Right block. Puts it on the floor. Off the window. No good. Rebound to Gavin Esch. Madison got within 2 points here in the second half. Before Opie went on a run to re-extend their lead to 10, now 9. Cade Herbert contested shot in the left corner. It's off the mark, no good. Going to have a foul on the rebound attempt. It's going to go against Darren Hines. It'll be Hines first, team's first. Or excuse me, team's fifth. Garrett Cole, Dexon Holting will step aside. Blake Skowski, Blake Redeker back in there. Colton Esch to inbound, right of the bucket. Go up top to Herbert. Now to Gavin Esch in the right corner.
Who wasn't really ready for that pass, but thankfully reeled it in.
Colton Esch guarded in a man-to-man defense by Blake Redeker. Buck 15 to play in the third quarter. Bryson Turner with it now. He's kind of quiet here in the quarter. Jumper at the right corner. Rims out. Turner hit every single one of those in the first half.
All but two, actually.
Ethan Redeker left side to Truman Bailey, now to Blake Skowski. Now back to Ethan Redeker. Good ball movement by the Eagles to create that open space for Ethan Redeker's first points of the night. Largest lead of the night for Opie. It's 11, 37-26, 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Darbrough with it. Now in the half court.
Oh.
Going to Gavin Esch. Leaves it a little bit too short underneath. Rebound to Ethan Redeker. Up the court we go now to Darren Hines. Hines left wing. Drives in mid lane. Bounce pass to Blake Redeker. Goes past him and into the Madison cheerleaders.
Good hands. I think that's Rachel Trower, actually. That makes sense.
37-26 the score. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Bryson Turner heavily guarded by Darren Hines. Gets a ball screen by Esch. Turner picks up his dribble going left side to Colton Esch. Now to Darbrough. 5 seconds on the clock. Darbrough, I don't think, is aware of the time. And it's stolen away by Truman Bailey. Bailey, jumper at the elbow. But he's going to travel.
Oh.
He saw the clock. He got it off with 0.1 second on the clock.
Well, a tenth of a second here. I mean, it's not desperation time just yet, but watch for Madison maybe for a heave. Yep.
Turner gets it off. I don't know if they would have counted that or not.
It was before the buzzer.
I don't know how they can get it off with a tenth of a second, but regardless, 37-26.
He's Bryson Turner, that's how.
So fast. 37-26, Hopi on top, 11-point lead. Find out next if they can hold on to it. Right here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Madison alumni, proud supporters of all Madison student-athletes, go Bulldogs, and the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! And Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. 11-point lead for Opie as we get ready for the fourth quarter. Opie will have possession. Dexon Holton King and in on the far sideline, going in the hands of Blake Redeker. 37-26 to score. Madison got within 2 points in the third. Blake Skowski with it, left block, kicked out. Dexon Holton pump fake, throws up a 18-footer in the right corner. It's no good. Rebound to Gavin-ish. Down the hands of Kate Herbert. Holton-ish now with it. Crosses the timeline, 20 seconds in. Ish defended by Dexon Holting. Holting not given an inch. Steal by Blake Redeker looking for Bryson Turner. Redeker going the underneath. And he'll be fouled. An up and under layup by Redeker is off the mark. But Bryson Turner will pick up his second foul of the contest. Team's first. Turner kind of a quiet second half after a marvelous first half where he was lights out for 16 points. Does have 19. Going to need him to heat back up. They're going to come back in this one. Blake Redeker knocks down the foul shot. Second one now from Blake Redeker. No good. Rebound to Colton Ish. 12-point lead for Opie, their largest of the evening. Turner now over to Colton Ish. Ish back to Turner. Foul line, jumper, short, rebound to Blake Redeker.
He looks like he's just trying to force a few of those, and he's just not getting the vision that he wants, and that's what's kind of throwing him off.
Bailey left side, right side. Dexon Holton lob into the post. Diskowski, he'll step in, and he'll be poke-checked. Fouls on the floor. Going to go against Cade Herbert. That's his first. Blake Skowski to inbound it. Bounce pass to Truman Bailey. Now to Blake Redeker. And back to Skowski. 5 feet away is good.
You can't make it that easy for him.
Skowski now with 8. Lead now 14. Darbrough looking to stop the run. Going to have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. 6:39 to play. 40-26. Opie's advantage. Tegan, what is Coach McNeil drawing up here as they look to mount the comeback?
Well, again, I think it goes back to what I just said. You can't make it so easy for Opie to kind of just walk in and fire the shots up. You've got to be more aggressive defensively. Force some turnovers, and more importantly, you have got to start being a bit smarter with your possessions. I think he's probably trying to draw up a trap, maybe down low, force a quick turnover, get back on transition, and get a quick bucket to kind of revitalize his team. I think, you know, all due respect to Bryson Turner, who has been a workhorse tonight, I think he's also telling Bryson you don't have to take every single shot.
Timeout is over. Darbrough to throw it in on the far sideline. Yeah. trying to find Gavin Ish. It's knocked out of bounds in the front row of the Madison faithful by Blake Skowski. Darbrough. Bounce pass in to Colton Ish. Opie on a 13-1 run, and we're going to have a travel by Colton Ish.
Turnover number 12.
.633 to play in the contest. Blake Redeker now with it in the half court. Goes in the corner to Dexon Holting. Holting picks up his dribble going right side. Bailey now in the corner to Blake Redeker. Redeker driving with his left along the perimeter now to Dexon Holting. Left wing, Truman Bailey threads the needle to Garrett Cole, who threads the needle once again to Blake Skowski, who goes up and under, and Skowski's got 10. Lead now 16 for Opie. Colton Ish trying to stop the run. Over to Gavin Ish, along the perimeter, spin move at the elbow, spin move once again. The opposite side goes off the back of Dexon Holting on the pass and somehow finds the hands of Lane Darbrough, who then turns it right back over into the hands of Blake Skowski. Truman Bailey now with it. Right side, Blake Redeker. Up top, Dexon Holting looking for the dagger on a three. It's Ooh. Good.
That's a backbreaker.
Lead now 19, and Darbrough dribbles it off his leg and it'll go back to Opie. Cade Herbert back in there. Five on the floor for Madison. It's Colton Ish, Gavin Ish, Octavian Dean, Herbert, and Turner. Five on the floor for Opie. It's their starting five. Blake Redeker, Truman Bailey, Dexon Holting, Garrett Cole, Blake Skowski. Holting going left side, Truman Bailey. Bailey up top to Blake Redeker. Dexon Holting over to Garrett Cole, trying to skip it left side, but it's stolen away by Bryson Turner. Bryson Turner looking to push. His team trailing things by 19 with 5:08 to play. Turner is fouled from behind.
Good patience.
Cole thought he got it cleanly, but heavy body contact. That'll be Cole's third, team's fifth. Two upcoming for Turner. Good. Turner with only one field goal in the second half, but he's got 20 points for the ball game.
As you mentioned, 16 of those coming in the first half alone.
Second one also good. Madison's first points of the quarter.
And their first successful trip to the line since the second quarter. Our apologies, actually, looking at it since the first quarter.
Darren Hines with it. Up top, Truman Bailey. Out of Blake Redeker. Left baseline gets his shot rejected from behind by Gavin Ish. It's stolen right away by Darren Hines.
That is turnover number 14 for the Bulldogs.
Truman Bailey right side, now to Darren Hines. Thought about a three. A step into the elbow, skipping it left side. The Dexton Holting up top, Darren Hines. Now right side, Bailey. Bailey to the elbow, fires up a jumper there. It is appears to be short, but falls through.
Had to think about it for a minute.
Lead back to 19 for Opie. Colton Ish now with it, 47-28. Going to have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a break with him. 47-28 our score, 4:17 to play.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling of Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. Seamers Construction, excavation, footings, water and sewer line installation and repair. They do it all with three decades of experience. Seamers Construction, a proud supporter of all area sports and athletes. And Cheever Well Service of Madison for rod and tubing service and clean out fully insured.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by McIlvain Law Office, serving the area for over 38 years. If you need legal assistance in regards to estate planning, business planning, probate, contracts, farm or government related issues, Karen is here for you with offices in Madison and Eureka. By Harrison Body Shop Madison, for restoration, insurance claims, painting and glass installation. Free estimates, Harrison Body Shop. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon, 47-28. Opie has kind of extended this lead, made things look a little bit not as close as what the game has actually been.
Overall, they've outscored Madison. Well, I had the number in my head for a minute there. 22-4. Or 22-6.
Nearly with a turnover. Octavian Dean on the right block. Over the outstretched arms of Blake Skowski, nearly getting the shot to fall, but it's short. Rebound to Opie. Darren Hines, right elbow. Now opposite elbow to Truman Bailey. Throws up a floater in the mid lane. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Could be won by Gavin Ish. It's 25-22 at the half. Colton Ish gets his pass stolen away by Blake Redeker. Hines now with it. Foul line, left corner three by Truman Bailey. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Opie. 3:32 remaining in this one. The energy of a packed house kind of sucked out with this 19-point advantage for Opie.
Man, one side very excited, though.
Turner with it in the front court, guarded by Blake Redeker. Redeker's held Turner in check here in the second half. Colton Ish fires up a three in the left side. It's no good. Offensive board, though, to Herbert. Trying to find Turner, and it's nearly stolen away by Ethan Redeker. And it will be in favor of Opie as it was last touched by Colton Ish as it goes out of bounds into the front row. Andrew Foraker back in there. He'll throw it in on the far sideline. Bounce pass in to Ethan Redeker into the backcourt. 3 minutes remaining. 47-28. Bounce pass in to Garrett Cole up top. Hines now right corner. Ethan Redeker driving baseline now. Fires up a floater off of Gavin Ish, or over the top of Gavin Ish. It's short, but an offensive board back to Opie. Foraker into the elbow to Garrett Cole. He'll fire up a shot there. It's short. Rebound to Truman Bailey. Eagles will get another crack at it. But Bailey will be tied up. Alternate possession in favor of Madison. Herbert to inbound. Backcourt pressure applied by the Eagles. Herbert will get it in to Colton Ish. Foraker losing his footing, and he'll trip into Ish. That'll be his first, team's sixth. Herbert with an inbound once again into Bryson Turner. Turner streaking the other way.
Ooh.
Falls to the floor.
Wow, what a move.
And somehow is on his back. And then one acrobatic move is on his feet.
He gets a roaring applause from both sides of the court. Man, we could have used Turner when I was back dancing.
I'd like to see his dad, Luke, do that move.
I think you are out of luck on that.
I work with Luke. We're good friends.
Luke, if you're listening.
Luke, a pretty good wrestler back in his day. So
that had nothing to do with wrestling.
He might have been able to do that.
That was a full-blown breakdance move right there.
A bonus time for Turner. He misses the shot. Rebound to Opie. Foul was against Darren Hines, his second.
Now, I'm not saying that the misses at the free throw line are the ultimate difference here in this ball game particularly, but a few more makes, it's a little closer at least.
Cole with a nice feed from Darren Hines off the window and good. Cole with 12. Lead now 21. Turner with possession at the top of the key. Now to Colton Ish. Foul line. Bounce pass Gavin Ish. He'll fire up a three on the wing. It's short. Rebound to Garrett Cole. Under two here. Left to play. Madison will look to regroup on Tuesday night, concluding their regular season Lyon County League slate with Hartford. Opie will host Meritazine Valley.
That was the 13th straight miss from the field for Madison.
Ethan Redeker fires up a three in the corner that's off the mark. Rebound to Madison. Turner now with it. Elbow jumper looking to stop the shooting
14.
Woes, and it's no good.
Well, after shooting 56% from the field in that first half, I'm just not sure what's kind of happened here to Madison, if they're just forcing too many shots or the pressure's just getting to them a little bit defensively by Opie. But, man, talk about sideways.
Opie with possession, Ethan Redeker to Andrew Foraker. Bounce pass to Darren Hines underneath. Luck block throws up a jumper. heavily fouled by Gavin Ish.
Credit Ish for trying to make the play there and trying to stop the score, but you know that he's waiting for you to get extended so that he can go up and draw that contact. At that point, you need to just back off a little bit, give him some room to operate, and chances are that far under the basket, when he fires that up, it's going to either go right over or it's going to hit underside of the basket.
Foul shot good by Darren Hines. 50-28. Eagles had not been held under 50 all season long. Second one now in the hands of Darren Hines. Fans behind us trying to beat the rush to the bathroom. Second one good from Darren Hines. Connor Keyser into the ball game, as is Andon T. Meyer and Nolan Rhodes. Three seniors coming off the bench for Opie. Gannon Pyle also back in there for Madison, along with Braden Jones. Under one here now. 60 seconds remaining. Herbert, top of the key, right side, Pyle. Pyle looks inside, nothing there. Opposite side, Colton Ish fires up a contested three. That's good. Just a little bit too late, as that's only their second field goal of the second half. Dexon Holting now. With a lead of 20 points, Andon T. Meyer skips it. Left side, Blake Redeker into Connor Keyser. Nice pump fake off the window.
Beautiful.
For Connor Keyser.
And that, I mean, it's all sealed up, but the Opie faithful just blasted alive.
We have a timeout taken for substitution purposes. End of the ball game for Madison. It's going to be senior Braxton Cohen Luthy, the junior. The freshman, Lane Smith. And then in for Opie as well, Braden Fowler and Ethan Redeker. 25 seconds remaining. Connor Keyser fan club running past us. Cohen Luthy left side to Smith. Smith along the perimeter. Now up top, Pyle. Pyle elbow. Left side to Jones. Jones, nice move on the baseline, but leaves it too strong off the back of the rim. Rebound to Keyser and under 10 to play. And Ethan Redeker will dribble it out. Opie will improve to 11-0, giving Madison their third straight loss to 6-4. Our final score, 53-31. Step aside, get into the Long Bond Auto Plaza halftime, or excuse me, the Rich Door Company postgame show.
I was going to say, we're not going back in time here, Mr. Deeker.
Goodness, it's 9:35. I sure hope not. But we will get into the Rich Door Company postgame show, tally our stats, say hello to our sponsors, and look for a post-game interview with head coach Chris Schmidt. His team victorious tonight, 53-31. Thank you for listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.